Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm strong.
For the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent, the P is to persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open and never shut. And the N is necessary, cause I'm never giving up. See, they ask me how I did it, I just did it from the heart. Crushing the competition, been doing it from the start. They say that every champion is all about his principles. Carry.
Welcome to another edition of What Goes with Murph. We've got a really special show today as we welcome one of my heroes and mentors in the radio industry, the lovely Miss Betsy Spina. I've been a fan of Betsy since her days at Sirius XM in the Highway, and I've respected her and what she's been able to do in the industry for just as long. And I'll be honest with y'all, I never in my wildest dreams did I ever think we'd ever get to pick her brain about the industry, about what she does, et cetera, et cetera. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, dude?
I couldn't be any better, Cody. But today, I am on cloud nine all the way.
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, let's put it this way. If it goes anywhere, my conversation with Betsy last Saturday when I met her at Fanfare, which was very lovely, smooth, fun conversation, then this should be an epic interview.
And with all that being said, let's welcome one of my radio heroes, the lovely Miss Betsy Spooner, to the show. Hey, Betsy, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm so good. How are you both?
Doing well.
I'm so great, too.
I'm
thank
so
you
excited.
So much for doing this. This is I've literally been wanting to have you on the show for the longest time.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough. It is such an honor for me to be here with both of you. I admire you both so much, and I love the show, and this is the coolest. I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you so much, Betsy. And you put the heart and soul in Radio Disney Country.
Oh.
Agreed, completely.
You're so sweet. Oh, gosh, you guys are so sweet. I feel spoiled to just get to be a part of it. It's a real honor, so I'm very, very grateful.
Oh, thank you.
As I said in the intro, you have been one of my heroes and mentors in radio for years.
Yeah, can you guys hear me? I'm sorry. For some reason, it's cutting in and out. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You're good. I just said that you've been one of my mentors in this business pretty much ever since I made the switch from covering soap operas to covering music. You've been one of the biggest cheerleaders and biggest champions of this show.
Well, I am completely in awe of what you guys do, and I think it's so incredible that you are so supportive of artists, and you both spread such positivity and love in this world, and I think the world needs that so much. So I'm inspired by you guys, and think you're amazing. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, Betsy, and I can say Cody and I both definitely look up to you with your warm messages on Instagram, how you tell everyone how special they are, how much they're all loved, and it gives at least Cody and I, makes us feel terrific and starts our day off on the right, on more than the right foot. So it's terrific.
Agreed. I wanted to ask real quick, just kind of backtracking a little bit. How did you get your start in radio?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's funny. I studied music and theater in college, and I was pursuing musical theater for a while, and I actually hurt my voice at the end of my senior year of college, but I could still talk okay. It was just that singing, for some reason, something that had happened with my voice, like the music wasn't coming out above a middle C. It's better now, which is great. But I basically, I got, really started in acting right after school. So I did that for a while. And then in 2007, the writer's strike happened. And so, all these TV shows had been filming, and then no one really knew what was going on and how long the writer's strike would happen. So I had friends that worked at Radio Disney on the street team, and the street team went out and did local events and things. And I ended up started doing that, which I absolutely loved. And it was so much fun because I think, my friends were so sweet to say, hey, you've done like live performance things, kind of like that. So I got to be a part of the street team, which I really loved. And then I wanted to get more involved with the actual radio side of things. And so I just kind of kept asking questions. I think that's one of the best things you can do is to ask questions. And I had asked to maybe do voiceovers or to learn more about radio. And then I guess right around that same time, Radio Disney actually had been based in Dallas, Texas, and it moved to Los Angeles, where I was then living, and of course where I'm living now. And I ended up just getting a really, it was kind of a magical, fortunate moment. I feel like God is so good with those things that just an opportunity opened for an on-air position. And so my boss at the time was so great and said, like, hey, you've been asking about, learning more about radio and voiceover. Do you want to learn to be on air? And so I kind of fell into it, which is so crazy, especially since it's what I do now. And I love it so much. I know what a huge blessing it was to kind of stumble into it like that. So that's really how I got started. Kind of a crazy story.
So prior to the Radio Disney job, you had no radio experience whatsoever, did you?
Correct. No, I didn't.
That's the same with me. I mean, I started this show literally on a whim in 2012, and I'm going to be honest with you. I gave myself 2 weeks. I thought I was going to be kicked off the air within 2 weeks, but
no way.
It turned into nearly 6 years of this, and it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
That's so cool.
My big entrance at the showbiz was Cody asking me, Craig, do you want to be a co-host?
How did you guys meet? I don't think I've ever heard that story.
Oh, gosh. We actually met on Twitter, believe it or not.
Oh, that's
Craig,
awesome.
Craig, I think, was a fan of the show prior to coming on. He called in to some of our musical guests interviews, and when my former co-host left about a year or so ago, I guess it was 2 years now, my former co-host left in 2016 or early 2017, and I brought in a temporary co-host for like 6 months. But I was looking for a permanent replacement. So
wow.
I reached out to Craig, I think it was last April, and we've been doing this ever since.
That's so cool.
Yes, it's been since April of last year that we started doing shows, and so far it's been, you know, very productive. The shows have been a lot of fun. I would say we've almost done as many as 3 shows a week. And it's incredible how much talent there is out there.
Yeah. Who are some of your favorites that you guys have interviewed?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure it's hard to pick.
So I would say Natalie Somo is definitely one of them.
I'll tell you a quick story. Back in 2016, I suffered a pretty traumatic experience. I was in the intensive care for a little over 2 weeks. It was crazy, but it was right around that time that a Kaylee Shore song "Fight Like a Girl" was getting popular, getting SiriusXM airplay or whatever, you know. And October of 2016, we had Kaylee on the shore. We had Kaylee on the show. October of 2016, and that to me was like, is this actually happening right now?
Oh, that's amazing! And one of those full circle moments.
I had mentioned Kaylee a little bit. About a year after that happened, I told her what "Fight Like a Girl" meant to me, because that was one of the first songs I heard when I came out of the hospital, and it just struck a chord with me. And about a month or so ago, I met Kaylee in person for the first time, and
that's
let me tell you, Becky,
so amazing.
It took every fiber of my being not to just bawl my face off.
I totally understand. I would have done the same thing.
It took every fiber of my being not to just bust out in tears. And I got to tell her in person what "Fight Like a Girl" meant to me. And it was a great conversation.
I bet that meant so much to Kaylee.
But, I mean, you know.
I love that. And seriously, knowing Kaylee, I know that meant the world to her. I can't imagine how that felt for her. I know it must have meant so much.
And a few months after that, talk about full circle. A few months after that, we had Alina Stone on the show, who co-wrote "Fight Like a Girl."
Yes!
So that was that was cool in and of itself.
I love that. Those both sound amazing.
And they were.
We also, I thought Natalie Stovall was a terrific interview.
Oh, that was so cool.
Was great.
Wow. I just met her for the first time on the red carpet at the CMT Awards, and I've liked her for so long, and it just was the first time I got to meet her, and she was awesome. That's so cool you guys have done a full interview.
She's fantastic to her fans. She always meets all of them after
Natalie,
the shows.
Talking to Natalie, even though we've never met in person, talking to Natalie, it was like I'd known her for 10 years.
Hmm. That's so nice.
I had the pleasure of seeing Natalie this past Sunday at the show with the Listening Room. At 12 o'clock, she was with Leah Turner and Natalie Stovall and Maggie Rose and Emily West. It was a fantastic show.
What an amazing lineup. That's awesome.
It was, and I chose that over the Lindsay L fan club party. Very tough choice.
Man, I feel like that's the hardest part of CMA Fest is choosing what to go to because there are so many amazing things going on. We were talking about that a little bit. There's just so much you want to be at, you know?
Well, there's one, at least, though, you get great exercise trying. Going back and forth.
This is true.
This is very true.
Very true. I only live about 2.5 hours from Nashville, and I've never been to CMA Fest, ever.
Cody, we're changing that next year, definitely.
Absolutely.
When I meet the people said, Craig, have you gone on any exercise trips, you know, maybe like a Club Med or like a special place? And I said, yeah, CMA Fest.
So I wanted to ask you something, Betsy. Since this is a bucket list interview for me, I mean, are there any artist out there that you wanted to interview that you haven't quite nailed down yet?
Yes, definitely. I would love to do an interview with Carrie Underwood. That one's very high on my list. And Brad Paisley, I've seen in concert a bunch of times, but I haven't gotten to do an interview with him. So I would love to do. I think those two are the highest on my list, followed by or in the same place as Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Those would be my top four in the country world that I would just, I don't know that I would be able to keep it together.
Betsy, if Radio Disney sent you to CMT, the award show in November where Carrie and Brad host it. Maybe
yes, the CMA Awards.
Interviewed both of them?
That, you know what's funny? I've covered that the past couple of years, and they always do a press conference right before. So I've, like, been in the same room, and I've gotten to watch them speak, but I haven't ever gotten to do an interview with them. But maybe one day that would be – I mean, that would be so cool. But it's just, I mean, they're amazing just to watch and to be in their presence, you know?
I agree, but trust me, interviewing is the next step for you, interviewing them.
True.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Sure.
Another question I've got for you – I ask artists this question all the time, and I love the responses. It's never the same. When everything is said and done with your career, and you're in the National Broadcasters Hall of Fame, which is going to happen for you.
Oh my goodness!
What impact or legacy do you want to leave on the radio industry?
Man, I think, like, I just want people to feel loved and to feel special and to know that they're important and that their voices matter. Like, that's all I could ever hope to leave. You know, that message of hope and encouragement and joy, that's, like, that's all I could ever hope for. I feel like I'm getting choked up saying that, but that's, like, that's what matters so much, you know, in life.
Well, I mean, speaking for myself, I so look forward to your Insta stories every day. I mean, they just mean a lot to me.
Oh, that means so much to me for you to say that. Thank you. You have no idea how much that means to me.
Okay. A time for a fun question, okay?
Okay.
I think you got to get the seriousness out of the way. Time for a fun question.
Okay.
You're stranded on a deserted island, and you can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Obviously, I have to take my dog, Teddy, and my husband. And then, oh, my goodness, I don't know. This is tough.
How about Mickey Mouse is to make you least part of Disney, even though not necessarily radio Disney.
I love that. I was gonna say I feel that's a great answer. I was gonna say also like a radio or like something so I could have music all of the time. But then also food, like I really love donuts and I really love cupcakes. I don't know. I'm not very good at this game.
It's okay. I just would recommend one thing. I suggest if you knew about the island, I suggest that you start becoming a fan of coconuts because there'll be a lot
good
of them
idea.
On the trees of the island.
Yes. You know, sure. I feel like people always say, too, they would bring, like, a boat to get off the island, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a smart one. Maybe I should do that. But it'd be kind of cool to stay on a deserted island, right? That'd be fun.
Yes,
but if you had a boat, then wouldn't it necessarily be deserted?
That's true. That's very true.
Right. So, something else I had for you. If you could go back and change one thing about your radio career, would you? And what would it be?
Say that one more time. If I could change anything.
Yeah. Would you? And what would it be? Career-wise.
Man, I feel like, you know, I'm such a firm believer that everything happens for a reason and everything happens exactly meant to. So I don't think I would change anything. Because I think, like, I've learned things from everything I've gone through and all the people I've met and the different genres of music I've worked in. And I don't know. I don't think I would change anything. Is that an okay answer? Am I allowed to say that?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I love what you said about learning things from other people earlier, because literally, I've learned so much about radio from you.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. I feel like I'm always trying to learn, you know, more things. I feel like constantly I am learning and growing, and I think that's part of the fun, right? We get to keep learning new things.
You're,
right.
Every day is a challenge, Betsy.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as no one knows it all. There's always something to take on in any experience or counter.
I agree.
I have a ton of mentors in this business. There's you, there's Sandra Dee, Cody Allen, Bobby Bones.
And Katie Cook?
And Katie Cook. And I have learned so much different things from each of you. I mean, it's most of the time it's stuff that I incorporate into this show most of the time.
I love that. I think I was going to say, too, I feel like we all learn from each other, which is, like, one of the coolest parts of this business, that it is. I feel like people support each other so much, and we are all learning and gaining things from each other. Like, I so admire the way that you are so positive, and you're constantly reaching out to people and supporting them. I love that, and that makes me want to do that even more. So I feel like I'm learning things from you guys, too, and I'm sure everybody else would say that as well.
I guess one person motivated someone to try things. You know, when I hear your Instagram story, too, of how much you're loved, it also encourages not to be afraid to set your goals. It makes me want to go out to try to solicit more interviews, even though sometimes I'm a little fearful if they would not respond or say no. And there are artists or publicist agents that say no, but you just have to keep trying. You can't give up.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Because you never know, too. Like, I feel like everything happens for a reason, and maybe somebody, for whatever reason right now, doesn't respond or they can't do it. But then in, like, a few weeks they might be able to, or a few months, you know. So you just got to keep trying, you know.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. I've been in this business long enough to know that no means not right now.
Right. I love that. Yes. Totally agree with that.
I want to go back a few years to a little something I found on your acting reel when I was researching for the show, and I think you know what's coming. You did a couple episodes of One Life to Live.
You know what? It was so much fun. I absolutely loved it. So growing up, I did a lot of theater acting and musical theater. I know I mentioned that earlier. And then right after college, I got into TV and film, but I hadn't ever done soap operas before. And I had been auditioning for things. And when I ended up doing One Life to Live, I loved it. So I only did two episodes, but I played basically a fill-in secretary to John McBain. Anybody that watched the show, his like main secretary that was there happened to be gone for two episodes. So I got to fill in, and my character was always letting the wrong people into the police office, which was really entertaining.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it'd be like, oh, I didn't realize I, you know, because it was just kind of a fun character where I, you know, was there to be secretary, but I would accidentally let the wrong person in and they'd get in for it.
You know, I
so
think that's
fun.
A lesson that you've learned. On Radio Disney, this time you would not let the wrong person into the door.
Well, my character, people would trick me. They'd trick me in, not trick me, but kind of say like, oh, I know so-and-so. And I'd be like, oh, okay, you know. So I'd let them in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so much fun. The actors were all absolutely incredible. And what I really loved about soap opera is that it felt almost like theater. It was kind of like a mix between theater and TV, and that you try and do everything in as few takes as possible because they're turning episodes over so quickly and there's so much material for a soap opera. So, you know, you try and do everything in one or two takes, but if you do need more, you do have that safety of being able to, like, do it a third time or a fourth time or whatever you need. So I enjoyed that. It kind of felt that, like, energy of live TV or live theater, but then also the, like, I don't know, that energy you get from TV as well, and the comfort of knowing, okay, if I really mess up, we can do it again.
Yeah. When you filmed One Life to Live, was it in New York City, like around the Columbus Circle, if you recall?
It was. Yes, you're so good. It was on 66, then like West End. It was their studio. So they used to be at 67th and Columbus, and then they moved, or 66th and Columbus, and there was this cool building that looked like a castle. I actually went there when I first went to audition. Yeah, so that's where their stages were, and then they moved to West End, I think in 66th, right around there, 67th, down that way. So, yeah, it was really fun.
I actually covered soap operas when I first started the show. I actually covered the soap industry.
That's so cool. Do you have a favorite soap opera or soap opera character?
General Hospital.
Ooh, okay.
I love General Hospital. I love it. I covered soaps from 2012
I love
through 2014. I covered soaps for like a year and a half or 2 years, and even though I'm out of it now because frankly music is more my passion, I still have a lot of respect for the soap world and what they do over there.
That's so cool. I think it's such an amazing world, and it's amazing how quickly they're turning out episodes. Like that, I think, is what I was completely blown away by. You know, it's crazy how quickly they work.
Yes,
I'm a
fan of Days of Our Lives. I actually revolved my schedule at college around watching them at 1 o'clock. And
right.
Believe it or not, one of the characters, Melissa Reeves, who plays Jennifer Horton then, and actually she still does roles now, her husband, Scott Reeves, is He also a country singer, and he also had a role in Nashville, the series.
My favorite show.
Yes.
Wow.
Which is fortunately, unfortunately coming to an end.
Oh, I know.
True,
I know. I'm
is.
Sad about that, too. It's been amazing.
Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, a couple more questions for you, then I think we're going to wrap things up. But this has been so amazing.
Same for me, and you guys can literally ask anything. Like, this is such an honor and a joy for me. Thank you. Thank you for asking me to be on your show. It's so cool.
Absolutely.
Becky, I wanted to ask you, the Song Suffragette 4th anniversary show, there was a conversation regarding the role of women in country music today. You know, from prior years, they were classified as tomatoes. And now I do think there are emerging artists like Kelsey, like Maren Morris, like Cam and Carly Pearce. What do you think, how do you think the role of women in country music? Do you feel it's improving, and do you feel that they still are undervalued and underappreciated?
I definitely think it's improving, but I think we still have a really long way to go. I think women are definitely undervalued and underappreciated, but I am so inspired by the incredible artists that are standing up and these women that are just speaking out and supporting each other. And I'm very excited for the future of women in country music. It's so cool to watch people. I feel like I get so jazzed up every time, you know, I see them tweet about each other. I see them go to each other's shows and just listening to the incredible music that they're putting out there. And I think women, as anyone, like, we have incredible things to say, and these artists are telling incredible stories that need to be told. And so I think, like I said, I think there's a long way to go, but I'm very excited for the future. So I think it'll continue to grow.
I'm the same way. I mean, I'm the same way. I will literally do everything in my power to get these women heard on the show. Literally anything in my power.
I love that so much that you do that. One of the many things that I love about you. It just is so inspiring the way you support females, and it's so cool.
Yes. I will not leave. I love sudden revolve. I revolve Song Suffragettes around my trips to Nashville. I cannot leave Nashville without seeing a show with either, whether it be Kaylee or Lita that's heading the round. Both of them are spectacular and great role models. Especially
Kaylee
and Ryan Times Up. Go ahead.
And I also met at the Song Suffragette show I went to about a month ago, I met Savannah Kaz.
Oh,
and
I love Savannah so much. She's awesome.
That lady is like the Energizer Bunny. She never stops.
Yes, she is. I know. She's amazing.
She's like the Energizer Bunny. I could barely keep up with her. It's just like, wow. But
she's
one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet, too. She just loves her turkey sandwiches.
She is a gem. Oh, my God.
Wow.
She is such
a
gem.
I love her.
Wow.
She is, yes.
Okay, so a couple more questions for you, like I said, and I think we're going to wrap things up. But professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. That's a really hard question. I feel like, man, I don't know. I feel like I have so many things that I want to say. The first thing that came to mind was just anytime anyone's taken a chance on me, I think that has meant so much to me. Because I think when you're starting out, you know, you need people to take a chance on you when you're still learning and growing. And so definitely, like, beginning with Radio Disney, that was so huge that they took a chance on me. And at Sirius XM, actually, when I started at Sirius, I hadn't worked in country radio yet. I was working in Christian radio at the time, and they took a chance and put me on country, which then led me back to Radio Disney and the job that I have now. So I know that is something that I'm so grateful for. And also something that was another pinch me moment. I was Sirius XM. They used to do a simulcast with the Today Show, or they still do actually, called Today Show Radio. And I used to fill in for Today Show Radio. And that, I think, again, I felt like, how did I end up here? Like, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, and we got to be in the newsroom and interview the news anchors, and that was really incredible. So So I don't know. It's so many different things. And truly, like, every day I just feel so thankful that we get to help tell stories and that we get to be just a small piece of helping these artists share their truth and their journey. And I love all that. So sorry. I know it's not, like, one specific moment, but
right.
I don't know. It's all about the people for me, and that's so special.
I'm the same way because I mean, if an artist that we have on or if this show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, the next gig or the next interview,
right?
Whatever it is, I've
right.
more than done my job. I feel like, you know.
Yes. Absolutely, I love that.
And there's literally nothing in this world that makes me happier than seeing good people succeed.
Yes, same. I agree with that 100%.
Whether it's in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Man, I think the best advice I've ever been given, I think it's a couple things. My dad, when I was growing up, anytime I would be frustrated with something and I would say, I can't do it, he would say, don't tell me what you can't do, tell me what you can do. And that just like instilled in me at an early age how we need to always be positive and speak positive things over our lives. And both my dad and my mom were so instrumental in just speaking positivity into my life. And I think at a young age, they taught me that, like, your brain is a muscle, and if you train it to think positively, it will continue to do that. So I think that advice or life lesson was really important for me, just, like, remembering to be positive, because then when not-so-great things happen, you can still find the positive in that moment, you know? So I think that is one thing. And I think, too, to just keep going. I think one of my good friends and I did a YouTube show for a little while back in New York, and it was called Just Off Broadway, and we interviewed mm-hmm. either people that were on Broadway or Broadway hopefuls, mm-hmm. and so many of the people we talked to just talked about perseverance and just to, like, keep going and keep trying. And we had an artist in Danny Quadrino, and he was in the show Wicked, and he had done so many amazing things. And he talked about auditioning for shows like 14 times before he would get in, and just learning about that perseverance. I think, I don't know, that's something that I always remember and think about when I feel frustrated or, man, like, I want to be doing more, or I'm not in the place that I want to be with my career, of just remembering to, like, keep going and keep trying, and just to keep at it, that, like, never give up attitude, you know?
Well, that's super.
Oh,
Actually, this is a continuation of the show Just Off Broadway with this episode, Betsy. You know why? Because you're talking
why?
To me, and I walk on Broadway every time I go to work.
Oh, that's so cool.
Hey,
I love that.
A quick little side note here, y'all.
Yes.
And 9 times out of 10, I have notes for these interviews. I threw the notes away a long time ago.
Yay! Oh, that's the best. Thanks. That means so much to me. I love that.
I threw away
the
notes long time
ago. Anything
like,
you
nope,
want.
Don't need them.
Oh,
don't
yay.
Need them.
You're the best.
Okay,
yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, I think you already answered it, but I was going to ask, where does this little ball of positivity come from that is you, you know?
Oh, you're so sweet. I mean, gosh, my parents are amazing, and I just feel so lucky. They're the most supportive, wonderful, and they always taught me to work really hard, but always to see the positive in things, and so definitely from them. And I mean, I'm a believer in God, and I just, every day, I'm so grateful for God's goodness, and just his love for all of us. And so I think in hard times, you know, I definitely look towards God for that, and for that encouragement, and my parents, and my husband is so sweet and amazing, and it's so funny. I feel like we're so similar and also different. And he is so level and calm and kind. And so days that I am like, what am I doing? He is always, you know, so encouraging and so calm. And so I think it's a mix of things, but also, you know, you guys and people, I think, encourage me so much. And I love remembering that, like, we're all in this together and none of us are alone and going through life by ourselves. And so, I don't know, like, there's so much good in the world, and it's cool that we get to spread that and we get to go through life together, you know?
I want to talk a little bit now about the radio industry in and of itself. I mean,
sure.
We both been in this business for a while. I still feel like I'm a baby in the industry, to be honest with you. I asked a mutual friend of ours this, Sandra D, who I just dearly love.
Yes, me too.
After this, I'm going to ask you. I'm not so much the major radio stations, but do you see like the smaller local stations going more online and away from the FM format, or what are your thoughts on that?
I feel like I go back and forth. I feel like I do see it moving that way, but also I think like as people, you know, we connect to each other, and that like, I still know the radio DJs from my hometown that I grew up listening to. And like, though you connect to those personalities and you know them and they become like family to you. So I think there will always be something so special about being able to tune into an FM channel and to hear those hosts and to be, you know, or AM for both AM and FM radio, to connect to people and feel like you know, that you're going through life together. So I think, and I think too, like people consume content in different ways. People listen to music in different ways. And I think, you know, there are some that just want to go and listen to their like few songs they want to hear. And so it's great that there are streaming services for that and that they can, you know, go do those things and listen online. And then I think there are others that like, just as I was saying, like we want to feel like we're a part of something and we want to hear those personalities and hear those stories. And so I wish I had a better sense of what the future really will be, but I think there's a need for
fact that we don't know what the future holds, neither of us have ESP, makes it so exciting.
Right.
And like you said,
exactly.
You have to be prepared for both sides, good and bad.
Yeah.
You have to take the bad with the good.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions for Craig?
I had two questions.
Yes,
for her.
Sir.
Yes. Miss Bina.
Yes.
What Bobby Bones, just even though this relates to a topic we talked about regarding the role of women in country music today, Bobby Bones just is coming out with a syndicated show that focuses on exclusively just women in country music today.
Yes.
How do you feel about this? Does this encourage you regarding women?
I think it's so encouraging, and I think it's so awesome. I think there's such a need for it, and I love it. I love that he's doing it. I can't say enough good things about it. I think it's so cool.
I think
you know,
it is, too.
And it's incredibly cool. And speaking for me and speaking for the show, we probably play about 90% females ourselves. And we interview a lot of female artists. I mean, I'm a big fan of women in country music. I mean, they are just incredible. But speaking of country music, since that's the genre that we're both in, and maybe being so close to Nashville. I feel like, and of course I know there's sharks in the industry. I get it. I'm not naive to the fact that there's sharks in the country music industry, but I feel like generally 85% or 90% of the people in country music, whether that's artists, fans, or media like ourselves, I feel like they are generally good people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I absolutely agree. It's funny. I feel like I'm sure you guys get this too. People always ask, like, who's not nice or who's the meanest person you've ever met? And I am always like, no one. They're all, like, everyone's amazing. I think it feels like family. It really does, you know?
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure there has. I know some people that may not be the nicest, and I guess that's why Luke Bryan has the song "Most People Are Good." So,
well played, buddy.
Thank
you. Yeah, that's good.
So, I know I've had my pinch me moments on the show, but what are some of your pinch me interviews that you've done?
Oh my goodness. Luke Bryan, I think, was definitely a pinch me moment. Speaking of Luke, he just is so wonderful, and I admire him so much as a human as well as an artist, and he was awesome. I also, at CMA Country Christmas 2 years ago, Idina Menzel was there. And as I mentioned, I love musical theater as well. And I actually got to interview her right after Jennifer Nettles. And I admire both of them so much. And it was one of those where I was like, keep it together, Betsy, keep it together. And I did, of course, as we do. But, you know, later I was like, oh, my gosh. But that was really cool because the first musical I ever saw was Rent, and Idina Menzel was in Rent, and that was really what made me want to be a performer and to get into the creative field. So that was definitely a pinch me moment.
I always have this little voice in the back of my head whenever I'm doing interviews. It's always going, "Don't screw up, Murph. Do not screw
it up." Yes, I do the same thing. And my husband always laughs at me because I'll be like, "Get it together, Spina," is always what I say to myself. And he always laughs. So I do the same thing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I do the exact same thing. Yeah.
I can't see you ever really screwing up, Betsy. As long as it comes from your heart, there's no way you can screw up.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that's good.
Exactly.
I feel like that's good advice for everybody. And I definitely have messed up. I feel like, you know, we're human. I definitely don't get everything right. But you're right.
Does.
I feel like at the end of the day, though, it is about just like being kind to people and trying to love on people and connect to people. Good advice.
Yes.
I
saw Carrie Underwood miss the whole verse to a concert a few years ago, and I think everyone maybe laughed a little bit, but they were laughing with her, not at her. It was just her overall appearance, which everybody loves, and that's what's most important.
Yeah, because we're all human, you know? We're all human.
You know, I can't believe I'm admitting this on air, but the first radio show I ever did was a complete and unmitigated disaster. It was terrible.
I think that's everybody's first radio show. Mine was too, definitely.
Mine was a complete disaster. I mean, we literally broadcast 15 minutes of dead air.
Oh,
waiting
for
a guest to
come
in.
Happens to everyone.
Waiting for you
to show
in.
Everyone.
We literally broadcast 15 minutes of dead air. I'm sitting there going, yeah, I'm never working in radio ever again.
No, not at all. I think true, like, truly, the more you talk to people, the more we all learn that we have, like, all experienced those things, where at the moment you're like, well, my life is over, and then you realize, oh, it happens to everybody. It's okay.
Exactly. Well, hey, I thank you for taking nearly an hour of your time to do this. This has been so much fun for me.
I cannot thank you guys enough. This, like, truly the honor is all mine. It has been a joy, and I think the world of you guys, and I love you both, and I can't thank you enough for asking me to be on your show. Like, I'm still geeking out that happened, so thank you so much.
I'm flabbergasted, Betsy, and we both love you, too.
Oh.
Yes, we do.
You guys are the best. Oh.
You know,
well, I can't wait for a day when we're all together.
I would love for next year's CMA Fest, around after the Radio Disney stage, in between stages.
Perfect. The countdown is beginning now.
Yes. Well,
I don't say this often, Betsy, but I have so much respect for you and what you do, not only in radio, but in country music in and of itself. And I have learned, like I said earlier, I have learned literally so much from you. And you were like a giant in this industry to me.
Oh, you have no idea what those words mean to me. Like, you have no idea. Thank you so much. I feel like I just admire you guys so much, and that means so much to me. Thank you.
You know, but that's because by you interviewing all these people and spreading your love, what's in the inside of you, all these artists that not just are established, but even the ones that are just making their way into music, like Abby Anderson, like Harry Orienta, like April Cry, that trip to California is going to be very memorable, visiting you with interviewing them at the RD Disney stage. You're making a huge impact on their lives.
Thank you. You guys are going to make me cry. Thanks.
Trust me, that's my goal one day, Betsy, that if Cody and I could just one day, not any before we're dead, to see you in the RD studio in Los Angeles.
Oh, guys, you're the best.
You know, there are people in this industry that I look up to and admire so much. Like I said earlier, Cody Allen, Bobby Bones, et cetera, et cetera. And you, my friend, are near the top of that list.
Oh, that just means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Yes, trust me. I know you're crying, but you're crying very pretty now.
Before we let you go, Betsy, is there anything that we haven't covered today that you would have liked to?
No, you're so sweet. This was amazing. I feel like I didn't have the best answers for things. But you guys are amazing. This was so much fun.
As long as it came from the heart, Betsy, they were amazing answers. You have an amazing
heart. Yes, they were. I always do this.
Thanks, guys.
At the end of every interview.
Yeah.
Where can people find you online if they want to follow you?
Oh, you're so sweet. I am at Betsy Spina on the Instagram and the Twitter. And those, I do have Facebook, but I've been, to be honest, really bad about checking Facebook lately. So I would say Instagram and Twitter are the best places to go. So
okay.
And what was the last thing?
If anybody's still listening to this, I follow this girl definitely on Instagram. You will be inspired and motivated daily. Trust me.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm bowing down to you, Betsy, right now.
I'm doing the same to you guys. I wish you could see me.
I'm glad we're getting our exercise at the end of the day now.
And one last question, speaking of motivation. One last question that I forgot. Fires or motivates you?
Man. People, I think, it's just really people. And I just am in awe of the things that we as humans can do and can create and how we get to love each other and learn together and grow together. So I feel like I'm constantly inspired by the music and the musicians in my life and the people that I'm friends with. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like you can get inspiration from anything. I also am one of those cheesy people that, I'll get inspired by looking at the sky and, a rainbow and things. Like, just life is good and we're so blessed. And so I think, there's joy everywhere. So, I don't know. And I love, books, inspirational sayings and things like that. I love all of that, too. And daily devotional books and things. So I feel like, I don't know, I'm inspired by people mostly that, people are great. So that would be my final answer.
And I'm sure all people say the same of you, Betsy. Say this and think the same.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I agree.
That's so nice.
Well, I thank you for doing this. I'm sorry we took up so much of your time today, but...
Do not apologize. This was the best. Thank you so much for giving up your time for me.
Absolutely. And you've always got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on.
Oh, you guys are the best. I would love to come back. That would be so fun.
Absolutely.
Trust me. That's now on the countdown thoughts for that interview, too, as well as next year's See Me in Fest.
Okay.
I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your day. But again, I thank you again for doing this. I will probably remember this interview for a long time.
Oh, well, likewise. Thank you both so much. This, again, it was an honor, and it was, like, truly the highlight of my whole month. So thank you guys. I love you both, and I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Enjoy your weekend, too, Betsy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Did that just really happen, Craig?
We just interviewed the
most loved
DJ,
wow,
or one of the most loved DJs in country music today.
And I don't know if you noticed, but I attended the show for an hour.
Oh, honestly, this is the one time I hardly even looked at the clock. It went by so fast because it was going so well, and I wish it didn't end.
Right. But all good things must end. So, who do we have on the show next week, buddy?
Okay, well, next week is we get back to being on the busy side. On the 19th, we have none other than Farewell Angelina, who had a wonderful fan club party, according from my friend Jim. Unfortunately, it interfered with Kaylee Shaw's fan club party that I attended, so I didn't get a chance to see them. They're doing a Kickstarter project for their new EP, so we'll get to discuss that with them. Then on the 20th, we have from Song Suffragette, Lauren Weintraub, who I also had the pleasure of seeing on two separate occasions, including last Monday, the first Monday right before CMA Fest. She is a super young, talented artist. And none other, next week from tomorrow, we have none other than Katie Cook of CMT.
That's gonna be another pinky moment show right there. That's gonna be so awesome.
That's another epic, and I wanted to say one more thing before we go off air.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Lauren Davidson, who we had the privilege of interviewing. Well, it was just, I just learned today that she will be opening for Maddie and Tay right near me in Freehold, New Jersey, and I Play America. So.
That is cool. I did not know that. That's cool.
I just learned about it while during the interview.
Nice. I think I'm going to let you go, buddy, and wrap things up here, okay?
Have a terrific weekend, Cody. I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Oh, trust me, I will. See you, buddy.
Take care.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Betsy Spina. Like Craig said, next Tuesday, Tuesday. And next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have a country music trio, Farewell Angelina, with us. And next Wednesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented, lovely Miss Lauren Weintraub. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Bleak Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.